As Afghanistan's new government tackles the enormous task of rebuilding, Afghan refugees are filtering back across the border from Pakistan. They're finding a country still struggling to identify what kind of Islamic system it wants after the fall of the radical Taliban. From Jalalabad, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
Khosrow Habibi, a college student, is walking down Jalalabad's main shopping street, a swirling kaleidoscope of light, sound, and smell, Afghan life at its most vibrant. It's only been a month or so since the Taliban relinquished control of the city, but, says Habibi, what a difference a month can make.
Well, the biggest difference is before, I was not able to walk here without beard, but now I'm able to walk here without beard or with beard. It's my choice. And secondly, that before there was no music at all, but now you can see many music shops, many video centers, a lot of things, much different, quite different.
Barber shops are a growth industry in Jalalabad. Anyone, it seems, with a pair of scissors and a steady hand has set up shop on the sidewalks here, eager to cash in on the post-Taliban era.
Chokarki.
Before, we did our job with fear, always with fear, says Nazir Danderwal, a local barber. We couldn't touch a beard, for instance, but now we are free, we can do anything we want. But are Afghans really so eager to do anything they want? Danderwal says he has trimmed plenty of beards, but has yet to shave one off entirely. And so it goes for the people of Jalalabad, a conservative city steeped in Pashtun tradition. They are cautiously sampling their new freedoms, trimming some of the Taliban's strict edicts, but nothing more drastic than that. A worker gingerly spreads concrete on an archway as he expands one of the dozens of mosques in Jalalabad. The mullah here, Mujahid Najibullah, says Islam is alive and well in Afghanistan. His life, he says, has changed very little since the Taliban regime collapsed. Before the Taliban, I prayed 5 times a day, he says. During the Taliban, I prayed 5 times a day. And now, after the Taliban, I still pray 5 times a day. He says they were merely enforcing Islamic traditions that most Afghans adhered to anyway. And while he acknowledges that some of the Taliban were a bit overzealous, not all of them were, he says, the Taliban had some good ideas as well. As evidence, he points to the fact that virtually all of the women in Jalalabad are still wearing a burqa, the long shroud that covers them from head to toe.
Now the ladies themselves want to wear burqa, so this is their choice. They don't want to remove their burqas.
The Taliban didn't invent the burqa. It's been a part of Pashtun tradition for hundreds of years, but they did impose it, requiring every Afghan woman to wear one or risk being beaten. So why are virtually all women here still wearing the burqa, even though the Taliban's dreaded religious police are long gone? Shafrika Samimi, a physical therapist at Jalalabad's main hospital, says the answer is simple.
The situation in Afghanistan is still unstable. There is no genuine peace. When we have a real government in Afghanistan, and when we have security in Afghanistan, then we will remove our burqas.
The women here may be waiting to take off their burqas, but the men of Jalalabad are already indulging in a pastime that's been banned for nearly 7 years, music. This music shop is doing a booming business. The walls are plastered with posters of scantily clad Indian film stars and advertisements for American movies like Die Hard 2 and The Last of the Mohicans. Two brothers, Pervez and Farid Ahmed, own the shop.
It is everybody's choice how he wants to be a Muslim. For example, everybody has got his own choice to do whatever he wants.
Some mullahs I speak to would say, you're not real Muslim. You have no beard. You listen to music. You think women should not wear burqas. You're not real Muslim.
Well, in Peshawar, in Saudi Arabia, we see many people, they listen to music, so they're not Muslim. We're Muslims.
True Islam, says Farid, can't be forced on anyone. True Islam, he says, should be a matter of choice. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Jalalabad, Afghanistan.